Ohina means gathering or collection, and the Ohina Short Film Showcase provides Hawaii's independent filmmakers with a chance to gather both their films and the local community. Professor Wilsoni Heriniko of the University of Hawaii's Academy for Creative Media and three of his students produced film screening in this Friday's festival, and he joins us in studio. Aloha, Vili. How are you today?
Aloha. And bula.
Bula. That's right. That's how's it Fijian style, correct?
Yes.
Now, you were born in Rotuma, is that correct?
Correct.
Which is actually part of Fiji, which is Melanesian, but it's Polynesian, right?
That's right. It's all the fault of the British. They lumped Rotuma with Fiji because we were easier to administer that way.
But growing up on an 18-square-mile island, it was, as a child, you got a lot of your inspiration and creativity from your father's stories?
Yes, my father was a great storyteller, and I was very fortunate because on moonlight nights, he would take the kids outside. There were 11 of us, and he would tell us the myths and the legends of the island. So from that very early age, I became very aware of the transformative power of a great story. And interestingly enough, that sustained me throughout my life, and now I teach at the Academy for Creative Media at the University of Hawaii, and I try to pass on that gift from my father to my students.
And when you do that, what is happening in the Ohina Festival, all the elements of the storytelling that came together, just the theater of the mind your dad created, what sort of tools do you use to pass that inspiration on when you talk to students?
Well, I think it's important to inspire them and make them realize that story is much more than what they tend to think it is. And it begins with trying to let them know that each of them has a story to tell, that their lives are worthy of a great story. And I think that's something that those of us who come from minority cultures, cultures that have been colonized, find it very difficult to do, to recognize that our own stories are worthy. So once they get excited about that, and sometimes you need to take them back to, say, stories that their own parents told them, maybe storybooks at night that mm-hmm. parents told them, and fire up their imagination by taking back to that moment when they first heard these stories and how they were impacted by them. And then from there, I show them examples of great stories, particularly, say, other filmmakers from Hawaii, former students of the Academy for Creative Media who have made films that have been shown at Sundance, for example. And these are ways in which they start becoming aware that if someone who looks like them can make a movie, they too one day might be able to do the same.
Every human being, regardless of background or color or religion or ethnicity, is a thought, thinker, an
That's
individual.
Right. Uh-huh.
You get that in their mind, and is it your idea that visual is better than verbal, or is it a combination of two?
I think both are important. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible tells us that it all begins with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think language is just as important, but language combined with the visuals, it's twice as powerful. And if you look at film, it's mainly what we see on the screen and what we hear. And what we hear is sometimes music, such as the opening music that you played before the interview, and sometimes it's dialogue. And I think the challenge for the filmmaker is to bring together not just these two elements, but the various talents of other collaborators in filmmaking, such as the cinematographer, the editor, the costume designer, the makeup person. And I think film, to me, is so exciting because it's the most powerful medium we have. It's the most challenging medium, as far as I'm concerned, because all these different elements, and you need so many different talents working together to produce, a work of art.
The almost exponential jump. A story that is heard. The audio is sort of two-dimensional and analog. You get into film, it's three-dimensional. It's an exponential leap.
Right.
So you have all the technical aspects. I noticed in the opening of your film Mirage, this beautiful visual shot of the open of the ocean going out. And this would have been tens of thousands of dollars worth of time in the old days. But now, something as simple and yet so complex as a drone has elevated so much of what the citizen filmmaker can do compared to what the cinematographer did. So do you see any sort of paradox in the balance between bringing it up to everyone, or is it degrading in one sense to the others, or how does that affect?
Well, for poor filmmakers like myself, it's a godsend in that it makes that particular shot much more accessible and available to us. And you're right, without the drone, we would not have been able to shoot that beautiful ocean and the Shangri-La setting from above. But in some ways, because it's easier to produce those shots and because this thing is flying up there, basically on its own, even though somebody else is, of course, controlling it, it sometimes I wonder about the artistry that goes into the composition of that shot, because in some ways it's almost kind of arbitrary. And sometimes it's a hit or miss, like we shot some of the footage, and it turned out that it wasn't very good because we could see the blade of the, you know, of the drone. So a lot of it was useless. So making it easier doesn't necessarily mean that it's making it better and more artistic.
Well, the films are coming up in the exhibition this Friday, and I want to thank you for all your insight and input, and I would love to see it myself. And I want to thank you so much for being with us on this very windy day.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Vasoni Hironiko was born and raised on Rotuma in the South Pacific. He's now an award-winning playwright, filmmaker, and professor at the University of Hawaii's Academy of Creative Media, where he teaches film production, screenwriting, and film studies. And, of course, the Ohina Festival is this Friday. See our website for more details.